Welcome to The Examine, your daily prayer, hosted by Father James Martin and brought to you by American Media, a Jesuit ministry. This podcast is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Please consider supporting us at patreon.com/examine. That's patreon.com/examine.
Hi, I'm Father Jim Martin. I'm about to lead you through a traditional Jesuit prayer to help you notice where God has been in your day. But first, here's our weekly reflection. This week, we're continuing our series on prayer. I'd like to look at faith sharing. Essentially, faith sharing is the practice where you meet with a group of friends to share where God has been active in your prayer or your daily life. Usually, the group is about 4 to 5 people, though it can be larger if it's, say, taking place in a parish setting, or being done on a pilgrimage, or during a group retreat. Faith sharing is pretty simple. Each person offers their experiences of God's activity in their lives, perhaps where they felt most moved, or notice God's presence, and especially what's been going on in their prayer. Usually, it's better that there not be too much in terms of response from the other people in the group. Why not? Well, because often if someone is going through a hard time or even a dry time in prayer, it's tempting for someone else to offer advice or say, "Oh, don't worry about it," or, "Oh, I went through that too," or, "Oh, let me tell you what to do," rather than simply listening and being present to what is going on in that person's spiritual life. Overall, faith sharing can be a great benefit to one's spiritual life, not only because you accompany others in their spiritual journeys, but also because you can see the different ways that the Holy Spirit is at work. Even if your own spiritual life is dry at the moment, you can see the Spirit active in others. That can help you to feel more confident about God's continuing activity around us and in you. So why not give faith sharing a try? Gather together 4 or 5 friends, start with a prayer, and then see how God has been at work in your lives. Now, let's enter into the examine and review the past day. If you're listening to this in the daytime, we'll look back at yesterday. If it's in the evening, when most people pray the examine, we'll look back at today. I'll lead you through the meditation, and after each step, we'll give you time to reflect. First, take a deep breath. Just relax and ask God to be with you. If you'd like, you might imagine yourself sitting with Jesus. But whatever way you do it, let yourself enter into God's presence. Remember, this is a conversation with God and your time to look back over your day with God. Now call to mind 2 or 3 things from today that you're grateful for. They need not be big things. Anything that blessed your day. Call each of them to mind, 1 by 1. Savor them and thank God for them. Now let's review your whole day from start to finish, from your getting up to your going to bed. Try to notice where God has been. Where did you accept God's invitation to be loving, to be grateful, to be yourself? And where did you turn away from it? Think about specific people, places, and events. Let's start from your getting up this morning. What was it like? Did you eat breakfast or skip it? Were you rushed? Calm? What was the beginning of your day like? Where was God? Now think about the rest of your morning. What did you do? Where did you notice God? In what people and places and events did you encounter God? Take your time and just notice. Let's move to the middle of your day, around lunchtime. What was that time of day like? As you cast your mind back, what do you notice? Now we're in the afternoon. What happened? Whom did you speak with? What did you do? Where did you encounter God? When you're ready, move to the evening, around dinner time. Just notice what happened. Where was God present to you? Now remember with God the end of your day. What happened? Call the end of your day to mind and notice where God was and how you responded. Now take a deep breath and pause. As you looked back over your day with God, you probably remembered some things that you regret, because none of us are perfect. Remember those things now, even your sins, and express sorrow to God. Ask God for forgiveness. If they're serious sins, you might want to think about going to confession. But for now, just ask God for forgiveness and the grace to do better. Now take another deep breath and call to mind something that came up in your exam just now that was especially meaningful. Just bring it before God. Maybe you'd like to say something to God about it and let God say something to you. Now take a deep breath and ask for the grace to see God in the next day. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Father James Martin. Keep noticing. This podcast was produced and edited by Eloise Blondio.
Looking for new ways to engage your students remotely or in class? Look no further than Wanderlite, a groundbreaking new Catholic video game from Loyola Press. Wanderlite gives kids a new way to engage with their faith. Kids role-play discipleship in a quest-filled pilgrimage with a customized character that lets them imagine themselves in the world of the game. Available August 3rd. Learn more at wanderlightgame.com.